We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fan who watched Joe Montana and Steve Young, and we even like Jeff Garcia. And in many ways, Jeff Garcia has accomplished more than Jimmy Garoppolo. But I didn't say that about Jeff Garcia. So I don't just say it just with a, you know, in the moment, caught in the moment type of vibe here. I'm seeing Jimmy G. I love what I'm seeing for Jimmy G. He is solid as a rock. I mean, I don't even care about the record. I don't care about the yards. He is a great in this league, and I'm going to load up my I told you so's for a lot of people, and you heard it here first.
Jimmy G, is he going to the Hall of Fame?
Y'all act like I say things like that. That's heavy. And if you get to Jeff Garcia status, that Jeff Garcia was a bad dude, man.
Yeah, and could you scoffed rock. That Jeff Garcia, didn't you?
No, there was something
we
that
were
you,
arguing about
yeah,
Jeff
but
Garcia.
I never, not that he was he wasn't good.
Because he didn't get to a Super Bowl. That was the argument.
Yeah.
All right, let's think about that for a minute.
You'd be the referee.
If Jimmy Garoppolo does not win a Super Bowl, he's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Not yet. No, he's got
Dan Marino have
thank
done
you.
That.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Right. So
Warren Moon
let's
too.
Let's just throw that out, because if you don't win a Super Bowl, you better have some big boy numbers. And he's probably not going to have big boy numbers, cuz he's already 28.
That's
and he plays in an offense that doesn't throw the ball.
Here's the thing, though, Sam. You can't play until late into your 30s with these quarterbacks these days.
Brady almost owned me.
So, first thing he's got to do is win a Super Bowl. So now let's look at some Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Tom Brady, he's a Hall of Famer.
Damn.
Nick Foles, no.
Not a Hall of Famer.
He's not going to win. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
I love you some Nick.
Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, I'm going backwards. Russell Wilson.
Bam.
Hall of Famer.
Joe Flacco.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Eli Manning?
He's going to make the Hall of Fame, but he's not really a Hall of Famer.
But he played his best ball on them Sundays.
He's trash.
Aaron Rodgers?
Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
One Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees?
You know
Hall
that.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Roethlisberger?
You know that.
Peyton, Brad Johnson? We're back to Brad Johnson. That's a no.
Played a rattle laugh. Yeah.
I'm Joe Montana.
Trent Dilfer?
Played a rattle laugh.
Okay. Kurt Warner?
You know
he's already in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Yep. John Elway. I know. I'm just Favre, Aikman, Young, Aikman, Mark Rippon.
That's a
no.
Nope.
He's not going.
Jeff Hostetler.
No. Nope.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Joe Montana. Obviously.
No. I'm Joe Montana.
Doug Williams. Not a Hall of Famer. Phil Sims.
I think Phil's a Hall of Famer.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Maybe not in the Hall of Famer.
Hall of Good.
Jim McMahon.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Hell no.
Plunkett. Think about that for a minute.
No, he's got two. Jim he should
Plunkett's
be in the Hall of Fame.
More interceptions.
And so should Tom Flores. That's a whole nother.
I know Raider fans are going to come down my road and say I'm hating. More interceptions thrown than touchdown passes? He has more interceptions than
Plunkett
touchdown passes?
Plunkett had that on his
resume? I'm negative Nancy.
But what does the two Super Bowls do, though? That negates that, B.
Does it?
Well,
what if
Eli
he had a
Manning,
great defense?
Eli Manning.
What if he had a great ruddy game? Like, it's...
Basically, if you win two, I think Plunkett's going to be the only guy who's won two who's not in. Bradshaw won two, he's in. Staubach must have won two at some point.
Yeah,
yes, he's in. Greasy won two, he's got to be in. Bart Starr's clearly
in. Steiny.
He's not in.
He's not in. He should be in.
164 touchdown passes, 194 interceptions.
You want to talk about pump the brakes.
Okay, well, now V just...
Who was our guy who said Jimmy G's going to make the Hall of Fame? He's going to have to win two. One ain't going to do it. He's not going to have the numbers.
He could win one. He's going to have to.
Right.
But he's going to have
to start
throwing.
He's not going to be allowed to win one.
I'm just saying this. I'm not predicting it. That one could come as soon as this year.
I'm so happy he's on my team.
Robert in San Jose. What's going on, Robert? How you doing, man?
Hello, guys. Nice to be on with you guys. Hey, girl, I definitely sympathize with you with a Garoppolo. I didn't think he. I mean, I like Garoppolo, but he hasn't shown me like a massive game like he did this past weekend. I mean, he only had like one 300 passing game in the last, 10 games or something like that. This is his second one. So after this game, the play that turned me around was when Sanders made a cut to the left and the ball was already on its way. He just had to turn microseconds. The ball was there.
Mm.
And I think that just showed me that they have to worry about Sanders, and the other receivers have a lot to play with now with openness. I think they're going to be more open. I think it's also Arizona not exposed. I don't want to say exposed the defense, but they found some hole in the defense. And I think if Seattle uses those holes that Arizona saw on the defense, and they expose them, and the Niners still win, I would say that the Niners are going to be have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call, appreciate it, Robert. I mean, they start out 9-0. Obviously, it's their home field advantage to lose at that point. If Russell Wilson's not quite as dynamic as Kyler Murray, but is smarter, let's say, or has more experience than Kyler Murray, which scares you more?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
I mean, obviously it's Russell Wilson. But
knowing when to do it, Stoney, right. Yeah.
And he has the better, I mean, I'm not going to say he has a better arm because Kyler could throw that.
But Russell's arm is no joke, man.
And then the throw.
He gets that air under.
The throw he made on Thursday Night Football.
Perfect.
The Thursday Night Football against the Rams. Remember that? To the corner, the end zone, Tyler Lockett.
Just,
I mean, he's throwing dimes. So Russell Wilson, with his IQ, playing in big games, being on the bright light. He's a superstar, man. Russell Wilson scares the hell out of me. Yeah.
From the 831, you got me, 831. Jimmy G already has two Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
Okay, he got me.
But he wasn't the leading role,
hey,
you know what I mean.
And you know Steve Young doesn't count those Super Bowls, the ones he was on the bench for behind Joe Montana. He always talks about the one he won in 94,
yeah,
not the
exactly.
one in 89 and 88 and 89.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie's in Pittsburgh. Hey, Charlie.
Thank you guys for taking my call this evening.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Niners fan. It's always back and forth between the Steelers and the Niners. Grew up watching both, to be honest.
Wait, you're in Pittsburgh right now, Charlie?
I'm sorry?
You're in Pittsburgh right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh. Yeah, Steeler.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been a longtime Niners fan. Joe Montana, the guy changed football for me. But I want to talk about Jimmy G because – you know, I've heard the next coming of Tom Brady, this, that, and the other, but your last caller made a good point about I haven't really seen much from this guy yet. The last game he played was an amazing game, 4 touchdown passes, 136.9 quarterback rating. But, you know, let's look at his numbers this year. I mean, he's got 4 games out of 8, okay, where he's thrown under 200 yards. Won mm-hmm. those games, so give a ton of credit to the defense because this defense in San Francisco is the best defense in all of football. And then he has 2 games this year with 0 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions. Those 2 games also wins, 20-7 over the Rams, 9-0 over the Washington Redskins. And this brings me to my point is, you know, the second half of the season is right around the corner. And, you know, 8-0, I mean, you can't really knock an 8-0 start. I don't know that I want to give Jimmy G credit for this 8-0 start. I feel like the play calling and the defense, the play by defense has just been phenomenal this year. And, you know, I really think this next half of the season, Jimmy G's got to step up and put up better numbers than he has so far. Prior to that last game versus the Cardinals, he had 9 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. That's really hard for me to go, you know what? That's the guy that's going to win the Super Bowl. It's hard for me to really put this guy's name into the elite names of quarterbacks right now. He's going to have to prove something in this next half of the season.
You know what?
That the defense doesn't have to bail him out.
You know what, Charlie? You're right. I'm with you on that, actually.
Haters.
And I'm not saying if he doesn't get it done, he's a failure or anything like that. But they're 8-0. They're not 8-0 in spite of him, but they're not 8-0 just because of him. The second half of the season is going to be much more difficult. And how he plays is really going to I mean, I don't want to say define his legacy, but I mean, I think there's a chance. Let's say they go 5-3 or 6-2 in the second half. He may not be asked to play much differently than he has in the first half. So I don't know that we're going to get any resolution there or not. Now, if they find themselves in more high-scoring games because these good quarterbacks are putting up more points against the Niners than some of the first eight quarterbacks, and he can, what is he now? He's got 13 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Is that where he's at probably right now? You know, if he goes 20 interceptions the second half of the season, or 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, and they go 6-2 because their defense slipped, well, then you got to be like, huh. And he's done something that maybe we didn't think he'd do. So it's all a matter of kind of how he does the second half of the season and what their record is.
And I think he's off to a good start. I know it wasn't exactly.
Well, they haven't started the second half.
Well, no, I was saying the game because, yeah, you'll look me in the face and say, what we saw in Arizona was totally different than anything we had seen. And that's all I was saying is we hadn't seen it, Bonte. I didn't know
we
what it looked like.
We have seen it, though.
We have seen it. But this year, that was
I hear you.
That was its own entity. That game in Arizona was perfect.
The interceptions are a problem. There's no doubt about it. That last caller made a great point from PA. By the way, we're nationwide. PA. Pittsburgh, PA, listening to us.
Steiny's
shout out
area.
Pittsburgh, PA. Steiny's area. Well, not really. Philly. Pittsburgh doesn't like Philly.
He claims the whole PA.
Yeah. Pittsburgh got that little brother syndrome out there.
That was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, he was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Now, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are like L.A. and San Francisco. Yeah. They don't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not even close.
No way.
Go ahead.
No way. But, no, the interceptions are a problem. But, again, we don't – it's the same thing with Kaepernick. It was the same thing with Russell Wilson early in his career where we look at the box score and say, well, they only threw for 220 yards. Well, they only threw for 190 yards. Watch the game. Mm. They want to run the football. This is a run-first team. They're going to run the football, eat the clock up, and put Jimmy Garoppolo in situations to where he doesn't have to throw the ball all over the field. If he has to, well, we saw last week that he's capable of doing that. But the interceptions are the only problem I had, the interceptable passes. Other than that, Jimmy G's been just fine.
Let's go to Coach P. Coach P's in Fremont. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Governor of PA? You guys hear me?
I can, yeah.
The governor.
Love it, love it. Give me my normal minute and I'll be cool. First of all, last caller, great call. Great call. I want to point that out. And, Jimmy G, he's doing just enough, I think, what I'm seeing. The Cardinals game, that went all him. Good performance. But I feel like he's doing just enough for Kyle and that defense. The MVP of the Niners so far is that defense. I don't know who directly you want to give it to, maybe Bosa or something. I mean, the guy's a stallion. The guy's a man amongst boys. I just want to point that out. But, to say Jimmy G's a Hall of Famer, let's go roll. What would you guys think if Jimmy G was on the Raiders and Carr was on the Niners? Would it still be the same? Would it be 8-0 and be 4-4? Love the show, guys. Shout out to the Dubs. Let's go, Oakland. Go, Dad.
That's a good question.
Don't know.
I don't think we're going to get into that. It's hypothetical.
I got an answer because Carr's playing pretty damn good for not having a lot of weaponry on the outside, but he's got Jacobs.
I mean, why wouldn't the Niners be 8-0 without Carr?
Okay,
why
go.
Wouldn't they be?
There you go. There is no. It's obvious.
I'm not sure I have an answer.
They would be the same.
It's IDK.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. What did I say that?
Give me that one again.
It's IDK. I don't know.
Bobby in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby?
Like that,
how you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm glad you guys have some good perspective on this because I really don't understand all the calls, quite frankly, that are coming in talking about Jimmy G needs to step up. I really don't get it. They're 8-0. He's done what he needed to do. I mean, do you want to have like a Deshaun Watson who is so talented but can't win because the rest of the squad doesn't do well? I mean, I really think Niners fans are super greedy. He's doing what he has to do. Now, the Seattle game is very intriguing to me because it looks like you can score all over Seattle per what the Rams did, I think, the second half against them on that evening game a couple weeks back, and then obviously famous Jameis went crazy on them. So I think it's a great opportunity for Jimmy G to show his offensive talent because you know the defense is never going to feel comfortable with Russell Wilson on the field. So I guess he'll get to show out, but why are you asking something of somebody that isn't needed? Why do we have to have the best quarterback as well as the best defense, as well as the best running game? Can't people just be satisfied with 8-0 and having two of the three best things in the NFL?
Bobby, you know how this works. We're never going to be satisfied. It's got to be perfect, right?
my God, you know, at the beginning of the season when the schedules came out, I called in and said, I think seven wins is a stretch goal for the season. Now they're 8-0. I know they've exceeded everyone's expectations. No one said they'd be 8-0. No one said they'd be 7-1. And you still got to complain? It's just, it's incredible. You just got to keep people. I'm glad you guys are around it to give some perspective. But well, if you guys were spouting the same stuff, I'd be really good.
Well, you know what? I'll say a couple things about that. I don't think it's specific to the Niners, but I do think, and I'm not saying here's where it started, but the bottom line is this franchise had Joe Montana and Steve Young. So you know what? They kind of did have it all.
Mm.
They had a great D. They had quarterbacks who could throw for 300 yards. They had a running back, you know, Roger Craig, who ran for 1,000, caught for 1,000. They did kind of have it all. And so I do think there's a tendency to want it all. I go back to the Warriors. This, you know, they won 3 out of 5 titles, but Steph didn't get his enough credit because he sacrificed. What did people want? It almost wasn't good enough for the Warriors to win it. They wanted Steph to average 35 and 13. Mm. That's what they wanted. Well, guess what? You can't have 4 guys on a team average 30 a game. People thought that might happen. It's impossible. So I don't think that's necessarily specific to Niner fans. I think it's more specific to just fans who, you know, they want the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive line, and linebacker. It's tough to have all those good things.
Especially in the salary cap era.
We all want the biggest house.
Salary cap era. You can't just buy players from everywhere.
No doubt.
The wonderful Niner hits it on the head from the 831. People are too in love with stats.
Exactly.
It blinds them from the truth, which is how to simply win games. Win games.
Say a lot for the people
we
in the back.
Want winners.
Jonathan in Oakland. What's up, Jonathan?
Who the hell is John?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Just wanted to say, I think as a Niner fan, I'm a Niner fan. I think I got to put my trust more on Kyle Shanahan than I put my trust on Jimmy G.
Okay.
I just think that if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, we lose in the playoffs, a lot of the pressure is not going to be on Jimmy G, but it's going to be on Shanahan, just because we know that Jimmy G is predictable. We know what he could bring. And so that kind of leaves him, like, off the table, and now we got to put our pressure and our criticism on Shanahan. And when it compares, like, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to do what he did to the Patriots again because of the coaching staff. And so we just got to put our trust on Shanahan and the coaching staff. Because we got what we got with Jimmy G.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jonathan. Yeah, I mean, I think if the question was who do you trust more, Kyle Shanahan or Jimmy Garoppolo, I think most people would say Kyle Shanahan.
No doubt. He's built this thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. I think we'll be able to tell if the 49ers get beat. Everybody talks about how Kyle Shanahan's a great schemer and guys are wide open. Is Jimmy going to miss wide-open targets, or is Jimmy going to realize that he's got traffic all the time, or that receivers are being covered? I mean, I guess that's where Emmanuel Sanders comes in, too. By the way, he looks like an excellent acquisition.
Polished.
All right, here's what's coming up on a game sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Ticket Crushers. We're going to talk about Eric Paschal. Is it time to say goodbye to Draymond Green? I'm kidding.
What?
The guru.
I didn't see.
You said Eric Paschal, Draymond Green on steroids.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no doubt. And the reason I said that is people were saying, could he fill in for Draymond right now? And what Draymond is a warrior. I'm just, no pun intended, you know, a dog. Uh-huh. And Paschal looks like
square.
A young dog that can that has more of an offensive repertoire.
Defensively, huh? Interesting.
No, I was going offense. That was my whole thing.
Hey, you got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Coming up in 12 minutes, last call. Last call. It's when you get the final say on the hottest topic of the day. And we started off the show talking about the Warriors. They beat the Portland Trailblazers last night, 127-118. Rookie Eric Paschal, 34 points, 13 rebounds, and just had a heck of a ball game. And now the Warriors play Houston tomorrow. What do you make of Eric Paschal? How good is he? He's played 7 games, but he had 34 last night.
25 Saturday.
Not many rookies throw in 34 7 games into their career. 888-957-9570. We're going to make that last call. What's the ceiling for Eric Paschal? What's the ceiling for Eric Paschal?
Wow.
Well, I don't even know.
Wow.
Somewhere between rotation player, I think, and starter.
Friend
starter.
Do
I think he's a star? I can't say that right now. I don't know how a star would fall to 41. Not that it's never happened before, but I think it's still a little early to start thinking about the transition from Draymond Green to Eric Paschal. Let's put it that way.
And that was strong. So I just want to ask you two real quick.
What was strong?
That transition.
Oh, okay.
What I simply was saying is, even though he's a rookie, I can say confidently, and Dre was sitting right next to me, probably like, "Dude, you might be right," that he has more offensive game right now as a rookie than Draymond. That's all I was merely saying.
There's two ends of the basketball court, though, right?
I don't know if Draymond
would even give you that.
You might. Okay.
Because I'll tell you what Draymond would say.
Because Dre wasn't scoring 34 with this team.
You know what Dre would say?
What?
And he ain't scoring 34 if I'm guarding him.
Now that, all right.
Draymond Green probably come in here and say,
All right.
He's playing against Anthony Tolliver and Rodney Hood and Hassan Whiteside, who doesn't give a rat's behind about anything.
That is true.
He had 25
against Charlotte.
I'm just telling
you what Draymond would
say. You know what? That's valid.
You're lucky I'm not going to ask you three players on Charlotte right now.
I'd give you.
Not Kemba Walker. 888-957-9570. What's Eric Paschal's ceiling? What's his ceiling? You think he's going to ever average more than 14 a game? That's what Draymond. Yeah, that's last call. That's our last call.
I like the Millsap one you said earlier.
Poor man's Millsap.
Yeah,
that was text line.
No, Moose's last call. 888-957-9570. What's Eric Paschal's ceiling? Somebody was in my ear. I didn't hear you guys. So 14 a game is what Draymond averaged about 3 or 4 years ago.
We were saying Millsap. If he was to be a rich man's Millsap or a poor man's, that would be ideal for the Warriors. Because Millsap can play.
He can play. If he's a Millsap, Warriors hit the jackpot there.
And aren't Millsap and Dre the same type of...
I mean,
Millsap does more.
Millsap has been to All-Star games, right?
Got me there. So was Dre, but...
I mean, I like Millsap too, but...
If you needed a bucket.
Very few people are going to lose that. You need a bucket between Draymond and somebody else. It's probably going to be somebody else. All I know is in the last 5 years, Paul Millsap never really hurt the Warriors. And the reason he never really hurt the Warriors is because they got a player named Draymond Green.
No doubt.
So
Dre's a bad dude, man.
And, you know, Draymond's defense is falling off. How much is it falling off?
How about Eric Paschal to the All-Star game this year?
The rookie sophomore, he's already there.
Warriors will not have an All-Star this year.
How about the big boy game with the way Paschal's dropping 34 on the Blazers?
Now you're sounding like the guy who said Jimmy G's going to the Hall of Fame.
He had 59 in two games. 20, don't forget 25 Saturday night.
No, he may make that rookie game, though, for sure. I'm kidding about the All-Star game,
he don't
game,
got
obviously.
Superb handles, but he has enough. And he puts
you're forgetting about Draymond's ball handling skills. And the way he facilitates.
No,
and
when
drops
he leads
dimes.
That break, we were calling him Magic Johnson.
Right.
Exactly.
But when I give it to Dre in the wing on this team, are you gonna and get to the cup?
And Paschal goes ha ha.
He has a way of it's his own version of
925 Paschal's better than Draymond right now.
That's why I'm out.
Draymond's hurt.
That's why I just want to turn off the microphone.
I just want to go home. What do they call that? Shot jock?
By the way, Dre has scored 30 or more in a game twice in the playoffs. Not in the seventh game of the season.
Whoa!
He scored 30 twice in his career in the playoffs. So, stifle.
Going up.
Stifle.
Now I'm hashtag random.
With Pascal.
Are you too worried about
probably not.
Looney.
No.
Because when you say
neuropathy. I'm not worried about D'Angelo Russell.
What's up with him? What is his hand?
I don't think he's that good. How about that? I don't think he's that good.
But when he gets hot, he gets that.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
That street ball.
Oh,
hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
4 games a year. And you know, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that people have totally missed the boat on.
Oh, man.
D'Angelo Russell did not lead the Nets to the playoffs last year. He happened to average 21-7. There were a lot of crunch times. He wasn't even in the game.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
I'll give you
LeVert
nah.
Before
Joe
he got
Harris.
Hurt.
Joe
that's
Harris.
Valid. That's valid.
Hey,
I mean,
that's
Allen,
why I'm saying.
They have a great coach.
Hey.
And that's why I'm saying stop with, oh, we'll move D'Angelo and a pick for Giannis.
You're not, like, that's not happening.
Do you realize this is what, and I was telling this to the other guys yesterday. Hey, Giannis. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I would, and I know, I get it. He's got one. If I'm the Lakers, I would trade Anthony Davis for Giannis. So my point is like, they're going to get offers for the big, big boys.
Oh, no doubt.
They're going to spit on D'Angelo Russell.
No doubt.
Please.
But give us this. Milwaukee Buck fans did not like when your boy Giannis went up there and said, well, I got to see if we're winning, basically, to paraphrase him, if I'm going to be in town. That basically was letting the world know, I'm going to a big market, try to get her done however you can. But when I heard him say that, Steiny, I'm like, this dude is, and rightfully so, said, more power to him. He's gone. Milwaukee.
He actually said that he was, that's not, misquoted. Was not an accurate quote.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that. Where am I? Am
510.
I don't know.
510.
Hello?
You guys are tripping. Pascal is a baller. Nobody said he wasn't. I thought so before the season started. He's just a rookie. Are you guys taking into account he's going to get better?
He will get better.
Pascal's solid. But, geez, I mean, Draymond Green's got 3 rings. He's got a defensive player of the year. He's got all-star games.
Let me ask you guys
this. Day-day!
Moving forward, if the Warriors do get healthy and say they come out the next season, they have everybody healthy, they have this number one pick, and they draft, say, James Wiseman or something
mid-level
from Memphis.
Mid-level, too. Go ahead.
7'1" guy, and they have the mid-level. What is the best role for D'Angelo Russell on this basketball team? Do you go into next season with a fully healthy Clay, a fully healthy Steph, a fully healthy Draymond Green and say, D'Lo's going to start on his basketball
team? See, I like that 3-guard lineup, Steiny, and that's why I was excited. When everybody's healthy, show me Steph, Clay, and D'Lo. I'm on that. Like, I think that can work. And we've seen the Rockets.
What does it mean, can work? That's not a championship team. That is not a championship team, I don't think. Those three?
With Dre,
first of all, you're going to have by you're not going to win it this year. It's going to have to be next year.
So
you're probably going to have the worst backcourt in the NBA defensively. Although Lillard and McCollum still stink.
That is. Yeah,
got to blow
are,
that up.
Yeah, they, it's
blow it up.
Hey, we love you, but yeah,
that's
time.
Portland's problem. I'm telling you.
Warrior fans are not going to want to hear this, but I am worried about D'Angelo. What if he's Corey Maggette? Corey Maggette averaged 20 a game.
But I guess it's Corey what you're going to get me. Because that's what you can flip him. Like, if you already know the experiment is over.
Like, why do people think that other GMs are suckers?
Because there's always a sucker in the NBA.
Okay.
There's always a
Most
sucker
of the time,
in the NBA.
The sucker isn't sitting with
but
Giannis
now,
or
Steiny,
a superstar.
There's always
but now
suckers.
I think you're being a little, and help me, Bonte, I think you're being a little too critical of D'Lo because you didn't like him before he came.
Not even
he
a little.
Has some value, though.
You're being a pessimist.
If he's making $33 million a year for the next 4 years.
I'm telling you guys, if they are fully healthy next season, they get this mid-level and they get that draft pick.
I'm not off that.
D'Lo, come take a seat next to me at the start of the game.
And
you become our sixth man. That's his best role for this team moving forward, I believe. Now, his ego, yes, I know, Steiny, his ego's probably not going to allow him. But he's already got his money.
But
he got his
max 23.
Deal. He's got his money, though.
He's 23.
But he went Martin Luther King.
He was an all-star last year.
Manu Ginobili became a Hall of Famer.
Not till he was 31.
Right. Lou Williams became a Hall of Famer.
Right, but they didn't go to the bench till they were
established. They've been on the bench for a long, long time.
Nah, and Bonta,
Manu's been on the bench for a long time.
Not when they were 23.
Yeah. Man.
No doubt. Not when they were 23.
I think it's a pipe dream because he's already told us who his ideal team, big three would be. D'Lo. So he ain't going to that. I'm ready to do the granny move and go to the sixth
man. Then it's not going to work here. Oh, it's not going to work here.
That's
three guard lineup with Steph Curry and D'Lo. You will get cooked defensively. You would have to double try. You have to. They're not good enough defensively to get away with that.
888-957-9570. Last call coming up in 3 minutes. What's a ceiling for Eric Paschal? Who's he gonna turn into on this team?
Wow.
Is he gonna be a starter down the line? Is he gonna be a rotation player down the line? Will he eventually take Draymond Green's spot at the four? Can he play some five? Can he play any three? A lot of stuff to find out about Eric Paschal. We do know this. He's 23 years old. He played 4 years of college. And so far, he looks like he's very comfortable in the professional game.
So, Stani, now I'm not starting to come around. I may be around. You're saying since this team wasn't going to win many games with the guys that are hurt, you don't like the money the Warriors have invested in D'Lo when they could have
you
had that.
You guys laughed at me.
Now
Listen, I'm not going to say I told you so because I didn't necessarily tell you so. But I said there were two ways they could have gone about things. When Kevin Durant said he was going to the Nets, they could have just let him go. They could have brought Dre back. He would have been on the last year of his contract. They could have brought Iguodala back. He would have been on the last year of his contract. You would have had Curry and Clay under contract. You would have had flexibility for either the next offseason or the one for Giannis. But right now, instead, you have four players making, among them, $150 million. And D'Angelo Russell is one of them. And he's making 30-plus million. That's a lot of money
to the
for D'Angelo
you still
Russell.
Can, but you're, Monte, I'm starting to see it now.
Yeah, seven games in. Again, right, the same thing we're saying with Paschal. I'm going to say the same thing with D'Lo.
That's fair.
Sure, it's not the prettiest start for D'Lo, and it's a work in progress, but you see the signs like he plays better to pick a roll. He plays better when the pace is slower. I'm not sure that's going to work out here.
But the task at hand is so difficult for him. It might not even be fair that the expectations are he takes the Warriors to the offs with the help of Draymond, and Steph will be back. But how realistic is that? What I'm saying, Stein, is I'm enjoying watching the Warriors without D'Lo. Not that
that's
I don't
problem.
With D'Lo.
That is a big problem.
That's a problem after seven games.
That's a
problem. Although he only has, only has 288 more regular seasons to go, more games. You better not get sick of D'Angelo Russell yet. I don't know. Just saying. 888-957-9570. Last call. Eric Paschal, what do you think? Give me your thoughts on Eric Paschal. How good's he going to end up being?
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Moose. Moose is in San Jose. Wants to talk Eric Paschal. What's up, Moose? How you doing, man? What do you got?
I think Paschal has a pretty high ceiling. You're talking a starter on a different team, maybe not this team, or at least a sixth man. I kind of have him in like a smaller Montrezl Harrell role where he plays decent defense, better offense, and you kind of want him as a starter on a certain team, but on this team you'd probably have him on the back on the bench coming off putting up points. And Steiny, I actually agree with you. The more I look at it, you could have definitely not taken the number on D'Lo. Paying a guy like him $33 million is hindering this team. I think for the future, I think you'd be better served having a guy like Iguodala talking to a guy like Paschal, talking to a guy like Jordan Poole, helping him, giving him some veteran advice.
One at a time, Moose. Thanks for the call. Paul in Dublin. What's up, Paul? How you doing? You're on last call.
Can we stop being prisoner of the moment? Paschal is the shining bright on a roster that is flawed and hurt right now. Let's take a chill. He's a solid role player. Nothing else right now. Let's pump the brakes. And Steiny, he's not making over $30 million. He's making $27 million right now.
Who?
So all this talk about it, D'Lo's not making $33 million. He's making
$27. I don't know about that. I'll check it. I'll double check the number. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Orinda. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. So I think Paschal's ceiling is more of a Paul Millsap, like you guys said. And I think bringing up D'Lo, that we need depth. And that's a big number to pay for one player when we need depth. And the Nuggets are trying to win now. Maybe a trade there for Gary Harris and Michael Porter Jr. But, yeah, that's what I think, guys.
Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you got for Eric Paschal? What's the ceiling on Eric Paschal? Let's go to Chris. Chris is on the 101. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Hey, another great show.
Thank you.
Quick into the season. A lot of hype, a lot of talk. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. His ceiling, he's a good Antoine Carr. First or second person off the bench on a good team.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but Carr didn't have this repertoire, though, offensively.
Antoine Carr. Man, I don't know how I feel about that.
Antoine Carr was not bad at all.
The guy, not bad at all. Is it the same guy who wore the shades inside with the Utah Jazz? Maybe I saw him at the wrong part of his career.
He was that on Antoine Carr. Yeah, he was on to the
end. Yeah, that Antoine Carr, I was like, ugh, okay.
Let's go to James in San Francisco. What's up, James? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well.
Awesome. I think we got the next Jordan on our hands. He can shoot the three.
All right. Thanks for the call, James. Yeah, appreciate it. 888-957-9570. Talking about Eric Paschal. I don't know if he's the next Michael Jordan. What do you think, Noel? Noel, what do you think of Eric Paschal?
Pascal's legit. He's going to be a legit player. We're going to see a lot more of him, so we get to see him more develop. But with the three, the big three, Kerr, Thompson, and Green, with the healthy situation and our system, man, I see the Warriors being top five, top six for the next couple of years.
Thanks for the call. Let's finish up with Juan. Juan is in San Jose. What's up, Juan?
He's like the Cornbread Maxwell, the new millennium Cornbread Maxwell. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to explain that to the viewer. Who is my guy who called in with the salary of D'Angelo Russell?
$27 million this
year.
What
was his name?
I can't recall.
But he's right.
See, I wish I would have known his name.
I'm Roger Clemens. I misremember.
He was right. 27.2, 28.6, 30.1, and 31.3. All right. Yeah, he's a bargain. He's a bargain.
Exactly.
No, but he's right. Caller was right. I stand corrected. I said, what, 32?
Yeah.
I was looking at the last year of his
There's
deal.
Always a sucker in this league, though. No, there's always a sucker
to win.
In this league.
Your boy could
there's
got
There's always
skills,
a
man.
Sucker that will... I'm telling you, man, I've seen some crazy things in this league. Steiny, you've seen some wild things
right.
in this league when
We've
it comes to trade.
We've seen the Warriors take
So I don't want to say that. If that does become a topic of conversation about D'Lo getting traded, it can come to, it'll come into fruition that he'll get traded. It'll happen.
My boy Dodger Pete says Paschal reminds him of an athletic Larry Johnson. I would say to that, Larry Johnson was already athletic. You don't get grandmama status not being athletic. Vontae?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah. I'm out.
Wow.
I just can't compare a guy who's only played 7 games to some of the best players.
Can't do it.
Give me 20. Give me 25 games.
The problem that Bob Myers had when Kevin Durant walked out the door was that Klay Thompson was also hurt. So if you imagine this team, and this is before the draft, or right after the draft, so you don't know what you have. If you didn't get D'Angelo Russell back, I mean, you might have only scored 70 points a game. Because all you had was Curry and Draymond at that point.
Yep.
So I do get why he wanted D'Angelo Russell back. I think he thought he could score and he'd be an asset. But I'm not saying the Warriors will not be able to move him. You can move guys, but I mean they're not going to get a superstar for him. I mean, I don't think he fits on this team. I never did think he fit on this team.
And to his credit, this team has not been is Humpty Dumpty. It's fallen apart. So they haven't been healthy to where we can really look or they can look at him. You know what I mean? With Looney,
no, I disagree. I disagree.
Klay.
He's had enough of a track record. You know what he is. I think. I'm not a big fan. I don't know if you can tell.
Before he came, I got you. I was, you know me, I was excited.
You know what else?
I'm not going to give up on him yet.
He can't beat anybody on the dribble. He cannot get to the basket.
But he shakes him.
But he cannot get to the basket. He can't drive by guys. He's not. He doesn't have a quick first step. He's not a blow-by guy at all.
That's the new word, blow-by.
They've been using that for years.
He gone.
I was doing that over the weekend.
Low buys.
But the good news is Eric Paschal looks for a looks to be a player. He's going to be able to play in this league. I wonder why he didn't go till 41. And everybody says, well, he played 4 years. It's like, yeah, that's part of it. But that doesn't in and of itself keep you from getting drafted in the first round.
Maybe it's just Draymond method. Where he's a tweener. You don't know if he's a four. You don't know if he's a three. Yeah. What can he really do well? Yeah. We're going to just let him slip a little bit.
Now, look.
Like, ooh, we'll try to get him in the second round. That's basically what happened to Draymond Green. And you could maybe say that's what happened to Paschal as well.
Yeah, I think definitely, Bonte, there was some of that. I also think it probably was that, I guess if you looked at the Villanova team, you'd probably say, well, he's the third best player on that team, even though he's probably just asked to do. You know, some guys come into the league and all of a sudden the floor spreads out for them.
It's wide open.
So we'll see what happens. All right. Brian Scalabrine at 3. Peter King at 4:30. The boys are next. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.